Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Yeah, have you ever posted some poo to someone? Well, plenty of people have. That was our most successful phone topic of the night at our quietest hour as well. Go figure. Yeah, those poo stories are on very, very soon. After I did a simple Google search saying, can you really send poop to an enemy? Oh, yeah, there's four websites. They're all battling for the top position, for the top dog in the industry. If you've got an enemy and you'd like to send them some poo, then don't do it off your own back. Get someone else to do it for you. You'll find out the websites very soon. Also, pay very special attention to my main squeeze, Nikki, who rang up streaming live from Malaysia because she's over there at the moment. But she also friend-zoned me at the end. Questionable. Also, do you have an Audi or an outie? And if you think that's the same word, think again. One's a car, one's a belly button. What a great game that was played. That's in the podcast. And also, we get your shit teacher stories on the air. I share my experience, and I hope you're listening right now, shit teacher. You know who you are. You know who you are. I wonder if you're still shit teaching. Enjoy the podcast. Love new shit teacher.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
Now this for a story. On the Amazon Facebook page, this bloke, he's let Amazon know that he's not very happy with their service because he's opened a package, and in a shocking incident, the shopper was left horrified when he found a bottle of urine in his damaged delivery box. So the anonymous 30-year-old customer said he opened the box and pulled down his order, only to find it also contained a bottle full of urine. This is what he said. I could tell instantly what it was. I just couldn't believe it, he said, adding, it made me feel sick, and it took straight to the bin. Okay, all right, no worries. Like, you got a bottle of piss. Don't worry about it. Like, just throw it away. Just write this one off. It goes on. The man went on to say that it was a health issue, as some of it could have gotten outside and contaminated him as well. All right, mate. Piss won't contaminate you. You get a bit of piss on you, you wash it off. He says that he just couldn't believe it. He could tell instantly what it was, saying it made him feel sick to the stomach, and he took it straight out to the bin. The man had to keep washing his hands multiple times because he touched a bottle of piss. He didn't even touch the piss in the end. What I think, right, is my heart goes out to him because he's obviously some sort of germaphobe and likes to take things to the nth degree and write like Facebook complaints and all that kind of thing. I get it. You got a bottle of piss in the mail. No one wants that. But have a thought for the people that receive crap in the mail, like legit feces in the mail. I heard a story once upon a time that someone was so annoyed with their ex that they sent some poo to them in the mail. And they said that there's a website that you can use and you pay a bit of money and then they'll send the poo to whatever address you say, which is bizarre. And I thought that might have been an old wives' tale. And it reminded me about hearing that story tonight when I read this one about the bottle of urine in the delivery from Amazon. I thought, oh, that's right. Maybe I'll just Google quickly how to send poo to your enemies. And there's four websites that are specifically targeted to sending shit to people online. I thought there might be one on the dark web. No, no, no. The first four search results that come up, www.poopsenders.com, sendshit.com.au, shitexpress.com, and ruindays.com. Which apparently is also, not only do you send poo, but there's a glitter bomb inside it. So the poo explodes and glitter goes everywhere. Oh, sounds fun. And I only wish that we came to this a day earlier because we have already sent out those Coles ice cream sandwiches. And what would have been great was to get a fourth person and say, right, I'm sending ice cream sandwiches to three of you, but one of you will get an exploding glitter shit in the mail instead. Damn it! On 131060, have you ever sent shit to someone? And was it through one of these websites? Because I think this could come in handy in the near future, but I wouldn't mind maybe some reviews of people that have been there, done that, got the t-shirt. Have you used poopsenders.com? Have you been on sendshit.com.au, shitexpress.com? Hey, have you even gone the whole hog with the exploding glitter shit? www.ruindays.com. And how good is the pop? Like, is it literally glitter goes everywhere? Is it just some ridiculous sort of party popper that goes boop? And like the poo just makes like a little mini bubble? Like, is it worth paying the extra money for the glitter shit? I don't know. 131060. If you've heard anything about sending feces in the mail before, whether you've done it yourself or one of these websites, we'd love to hear from you. We'll get your calls on the air next. Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey around the country, 131060. Spare a thought for this bloke, the horrified shopper who received a bottle of urine in his delivery from Amazon. It wasn't like urine was soaked through in his parcel and he got it on his hands or anything. It was just a bottle of urine, but he's taken it next level. He's responded on Facebook, complaining to the company, writing letters, probably going to the ombudsman. The anonymous 30-year-old customer said he opened the box, pulled it out, and to his horror, found a bottle full of urine. I could tell instantly what it was, he said. I just couldn't believe it. Adding it made him feel sick and he took it straight to the bin. Yeah, cool story, bro. One can only imagine if he got actually sent some feces in the mail, which apparently is a thing. I thought it was an old wives' tale, maybe available on the black market. Just a simple Google search will bring up four companies willing to send feces to anywhere in the world. And put the call out, seems like there's plenty of you guys out there as well who've done it. 131060 Nathan from Newcastle.
Hey, Big Dog, what's going on?
Hello. Hello, you intermediate squid. Have you used one of these services before?
I've used a glitter one to send basically an envelope full of glitter to a friend of mine, just as a passive-aggressive way to win an argument.
Great.
But I tried buying a card game, which they, for a prank, they were sending out boxes of bullcrap. But apparently, thanks to Australia's biodiversity security laws, they won't actually allow it to enter the country.
Oh, of course. Some would... Now, did you try and they stopped it at the border, or you're just like, hey, I don't like breaking the rules?
No, I tried and they said, I got a letter from customs saying your package was detained. Yeah, nice try.
I'd imagine some have still slipped through the cracks. How do they find that? Do they x-ray it? Have they got a sniffer dog? I don't think... The sniffer dog is probably going more detected to the bull poo than actual drugs. They'd love that kind of stuff. Yeah, you're probably right. You can't get shit through customs. Oh, well, that's a shame. But the glitter one was just a pure glitter bomb, was it?
Yeah, all it turns out it is. It's not as exciting as it sounds like, but it's just an envelope full of glitter that when you open it, it just spills everywhere.
Oh, it doesn't even explode?
No.
Oh, false advertising.
Well, I mean, it's a little hard to put a bomb through a letter these days, I suppose.
Also true. Valid points, Nathan from Newcastle. Geez, this is bound to screw everyone up. There's another Nathan from Newcastle on the line.
Here he is.
This
How
Nathan,
are you, Big Dog?
This Nathan from Newcastle likes to speak about himself in third person. Yes, very good, you sexy hedgehog. What's going on?
Oh, not much, just delivering a bit of nuke.
Yeah, nice one, the old nuke. Have you sent some poo before?
We didn't send it. We dared a mate when we were kids. We had a really horrible neighbour and dared one of our mates to go down the middle of the night and crap in his letterbox. It wasn't one of them letterboxes that opened from the top. It had one of them little doors on the back.
Okay, yeah.
And all he had was an A4 bit of paper.
So has he actually started the feces process near the letterbox, or has he shat first and then he's just got to shovel it into the letterbox?
Yeah, he went down to sit on it and then the plan backfired and all he had was an A4 bit of paper to wipe his ass with.
So did he get it in there?
Well, what he did is he took off about a quarter of the paper, that was taller paper, and then he crapped on three quarters of the A4, and then he placed that in the letterbox.
Oh, God.
And then tried to do a bit of origami and pick out whatever else he could get out.
Now, did you see the neighbour's reaction, or knowing that they were going to get the shit at some point was enough?
We didn't see him in the morning, but I did go down there to verify it, and there was shit fingerprints all over the letterbox.
Oh, no. He's left
some evidence.
It was a messy
job. He must have cleaned himself up after it.
That's great. I think that's the good thing about sending a parcel of poo. It's not necessarily that you need to even see the reaction. It's almost better to just replay it in your head and thinking what the reaction actually would be. Jordan from Melbourne, 131060.
How are you,
dog? Good, thank you. Have you used one of these websites, or have you done a sinister sort of poo prank before?
Yeah, done a poo prank before. Me and my mates were younger. We used to, one of them, he actually went to the toilet, but he got a paper bag, took a crap in it, and then got an old toothbrush and an old wallet, and he filled the wallet up with the toothbrush, scraped it into the wallet, and we went out in front of a 7-Eleven, and we used to chuck it out the front and sit behind the corner and watch people see who pick it up, and then one guy actually picked it up, and we watched him drive off. and then all of a sudden you see him pull over, and the wallet flies out the window. And we would go back and get it and just chuck it out the front and wait for the next person to pick it up and see what they would do.
That is the best. I want to do that these days. I don't even care that that's some sort of challenge thing. I feel that I've missed that. I've missed that from my childhood, and I deserve to get that moment. I think we need to do it somehow. That's fun. I think that's fun at any age. I still think that's fun now.
And then we would like jump out and just like cheer, like, yeah.
Yeah, great.
Like, how is it? Yeah, it was awesome.
If I ever come down to your neck of the woods, can we just relive some youth and we'll go out and hang out in a car and drop a shit wallet outside of somewhere? So fun. Oh, yes.
Sure.
A bit of justice as well, I think, because if you're going to steal the wallet, then you deserve it. It's like the good guys wouldn't get hurt and the bad guys get shit all over their fingers.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, stop the show there, I'd say. Almost. Then my main squeeze, Nikki, has called through all the way from Malaysia. Hello, main squeeze, Nikki.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. What are you doing? Streaming the show? In Malaysia?
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing better to do.
I like that you've timed your run nicely to call in. When have you sent some shit to someone?
Well, to be fair, I haven't sent any shit. This is probably the story that we're talking about. So one of my best friends actually did she had a really bad breakup, 5 years relationship, cheated on her, basically was about to move to the UK, was all set, shut up, said, nah, we're done. And she just went, yep, get out. She looked really calm about 4 months later and we were just having dinner, we were having a good time. I was like, how the hell are you staying so calm? She's like, oh, actually, to be honest, I just been in some anonymous too, and I did all my research and made sure that that it was a reputable website. And so I looked up all the reviews, and apparently one of the reviews, one of the girls had actually sent it to herself to make sure that it actually gets delivered. And so she went with them and she paid like top dollar to get some, I think it was human feces sent to her ex in the UK. So hopefully that's what happened.
Holy hell. I like that she's just tested it first. Yeah, just to make sure I will do it.
Yeah,
slowly
exactly.
Opening this first package with a pair of tweezers and a painter's mask. Oh, good.
Absolutely. So, you better be careful, hey?
Oh, I better watch my back. Do you know, was it actually called Anonymous Poo, or are you just saying that to be politically correct and you feel a bit weird saying shit? Or is it literally anonymouspoo.com? Because we're going to add a fifth website here.
No, I think it was probably one of, I've just Googled it myself, and it probably was one of them that came up. She just found it on Google.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I'd have to ask her.
Right. That's so cute that you say anonymous poo. She sent an anonymous poo.
She
sent a mystery shit in the mail. No, an anonymous poo, I think you'll find. It's an anonymous poo. Nice. Well, thanks for streaming the show.
No worries, man. Have a good one.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, I just got friend-zoned on the air by my main squeeze. No worries, man. Yeah, have a good one. All right, see you, bro. Yeah, bye. Have a good one. Evan from Sydney on 131060. Did you send an anonymous poo?
Well, it wasn't quite an anonymous poo. I've got quite a funny story for you. So I had a next-door neighbour who constantly left his dog's poo on my front lawn most days and refused to pick it up. He thought it was a natural thing that it just should just dissolve in the grass. So what I actually did, over the space of about a week, I manned up and I collected each piece of poo that his dog left. It wasn't every day, it was about 4 or 5 days of the week.
Nope.
And saved it for the end, and I smeared it all over his front doorstep and his front door. Just to teach him a lesson. Yeah. And safe to say, I never got dog poo on my front lawn ever again.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's natural, you know. It'll just degrade into the wood fibres. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. And it probably gives the house a great odour.
Yes.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
131060 around the country. Never have I wanted people to get more involved in a game than this right now. The thing is, not everyone can get involved in this game. You have to meet either one or both of these criteria. Number one, do you drive an Audi? If you do, 131060. Or number two, do you have an Audi belly button? It's time for everyone's favourite game that I made up tonight, Audi or Audi. If you have an Audi or an Audi, call up 131060 right now. I'm going to try and guess which one you have. Michael from Melbourne, you've called through on 131060. Don't tell me. whether you drive an Audi or whether you have an Audi belly button. I just want to ask some questions and we'll see if we can get to the bottom of it, okay?
All right, big dog.
Thank you. Thank you. Man who drives a very nice car or has a disgusting stomach. Either or. We'll confirm in minutes. All right. Is this still in your life now?
No.
All right. So we've now eliminated either a present Audi belly button or an Audi that you're driving. You could have sold the Audi or you could have had this belly button removed. What was the reaction when a woman saw it?
Half disgust, half shock.
I think it's given it away. I think it's given it away. Assuming that this woman isn't repulsed by German cars. Did you used to have an Audi belly button?
I did.
Get around me! You've made the right call, getting it removed, I assume. No one likes an Audi belly button, do they?
Nah.
No, it's a bit weird. I think children have Audi belly buttons, but then you kind of grow into your stomach, kind of like grows into your belly button and sort of hovers over it in the end, and then it's just some deep, dark crevasse. But yours was always sticking out, huh?
Yeah, it was like a little sort of appendage antenna in my stomach. It couldn't stay.
Got a little wiggled when you were excited. Yep. How much are we talking protruding out of the stomach?
Oh, it's probably a good centimetre.
Yeah, that's an Audi. That's an Audi, all right. Did you try? Were you there late at night sobbing in your bedroom, trying to push it back in, trying to use some Sellotape, trying to hold it in overnight, hoping it'd stay there?
No, it was probably like, I don't know, 8 years old when I got it done.
Oh, really? You were a kid and you were like, right, I can't hack this anymore.
Yeah, well, it was sort of a double procedure. So I got my Tony Abbott ears pulled back and I got my little appendage
your belly button pushed in as well.
And pushed back in.
Okay, so they do cut off a little bit as well, do they? They don't just put it in.
See, I can't really remember. All I know is they cut it up in all these bits and then they stitched it. So now I've just got this deformed little whatever it is in there. I wouldn't even call it a belly button anymore. It's more of just a black hole of just whatever it is.
Things have got stuck in there. They just get sucked in. He uses a little cotton bud to clean it every now and then. The cotton bud just gets sucked in there. Got about nine cotton buds.
Yeah, it's got its little creases to get under.
Well, I'm glad you're happy now.
Great.
Which one was more painful in the healing process? Was it pinning back the ears or the belly button chopped off?
Oh, it was probably because I had the cartilage removed out of the ear, so they put this big cast on my forehead and just trying to scratch that, like it wasn't fun. The belly button, I don't know, I just threw up a bit.
Yeah.
When I saw it.
You sounded like a dog's breakfast as an 8-year-old. An absolute monstrosity. Glad
now I'm sexy.
Now it's all fixed. Now you're centimetre perfect. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Thanks for playing Audi or Outie. Katie from Bendigo on 131060. Don't ruin the surprise yet. Don't ruin the surprise, but do you have one or two of these things at least?
Just one of them.
Yeah, okay, good. This will be fun. First question.
Yeah.
Is it pleasurable when you touch it?
No.
Okay. Not having an Audi myself, I don't know for sure that it would be pleasurable when you give it a little flick, but I've always imagined that if one was to stroke an Audi belly button, it would bring some sort of joy. Doesn't rule out the belly button yet, but really puts the car in the front seat now. Well, then again, you could... No, I'm sure there's some bros out there who like stroking their car and they get a little bit of pleasure out of it. Dumb question.
Yeah, there is. I know some guys that love their cars, I reckon, more than they love their missus, so... Yeah,
right. Well, they definitely probably love their cars more than they love their missus's protruding belly button. It's disgusting. here's the next question. What colour is the object in question?
It's a pinky colour.
Oh, yes. All of a sudden we've got a toss around. I think I'm going to have to go for the outie belly button. Do you have an outie belly button?
You are correct.
Get around me! I'm so sorry, Katie from Bendigo. Have you got
it removed?
Yeah, it does happen. Have you got it removed? Apparently Michael from Melbourne couldn't even hack it as an 8-year-old, let alone as a fully grown woman.
I didn't actually have to get it removed because once I lost some weight, it actually went back inny. So
what?
I was quite lucky.
Hang on, how does that work? I would have thought the fatter you got, the more it would suck it in.
No, see, it must have been a slight hernia.
Oh, God.
And because I've lost weight, I'm still going to need to get it fixed one day. But since I've lost weight, I haven't actually had the issue with it anymore.
Interesting.
So it's now classified as an innie.
Now, is it an innie, or are you just trying to make yourself believe that you've got a normal belly button like the rest of us?
No.
Is it actually in there? Is it?
The doctor now classifies it as an innie, so I think it's an innie.
Is it a neutral? Is it a neutral? Are you a neutral dressed up as an innie?
No, it's actually an innie now because we've got to watch it. It's something that's going to be an ongoing thing I've got to make sure the doctor's okay with.
Okay. Do you think you could personally DM us on the At Wakey It's Lakey Facebook page? You just DM us so no one else will see it, and you just put a photo, like sort of hold your iPhone up to your neck and the camera's just facing right down your stomach, and we'll be the judge whether we see any protrusions or not.
I can't. I'm just currently on the way to the airport for my friend.
Get around me! Don't care, as long as it happens at some point.
It will happen, I promise.
Oh, yes. All right, we'll be the judge. Katie from Bendigo, get that on the record. Producer Felix, Katie from Bendigo, will be sending in a photo of her stomach at some point, flatlining, and we'll see if there's any mountainous belly buttons, and we can confirm whether it's an innie, an outie, or a neutral. Good stuff. Thank you.
Aura.
My brother's got an Audi, by the way. It's so funny. When he's quite a skinny bloke. He's got like this six pack and stuff, but his Audi is just ruining the whole thing. And sometimes I'll just go up to him when he's having like a lay down at the pool, and I'll just bring a biro and just draw a big circle around it to piss him off.
Wakey wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
I'm going to do a top 10, all right? Now, teachers, right? Teachers, 99% of teachers are fantastic people, very educational, very caring, very nurturing, really passionate about their job and educating the young minds of tomorrow. There's 1% of teachers that are just total dicks, right? And you wonder why the hell they got into it. Maybe they're just like unhappy in their real life or something, and they've been doing the job far too long. We've all ran in to some sort of shit teacher before. I remember when I had mine in grade 7, and I was head boy and house captain that year. I was off to a real good start. 2001 was going to be a great year for me. Oh, grade 7, top dog, head honcho. So my miserable teacher made a miserable year and ruined my life. She always just used to get me into trouble for no reason whatsoever. And I remember one weekend, I had to rewrite this whole project. It was a grade 7er, and all weekend I wanted to play with my friends. And I had to write out this bloody paper. And I did it, and I really put some effort in. Apparently the handwriting wasn't neat enough. Did it all, took it in on Monday, still wasn't good enough. Wanted me to rewrite it again. That was when my mum stepped in and started complaining. A top 10 of things that teachers have done, real life stories that still piss people off today.
Countdown to weird in 3, 2.
Lakey's top 10.
Now on with the countdown.
Coming in at number 10, there's a tweet here from Sally saying, our teachers used to stand under the stairs as we walked up them to class to check we were wearing the regulation underpants. We were 8 at the time. It seemed so logical back then, but now I'm not so sure. Yeah, wouldn't fly these days. Times have changed. Number 9. At the age of 6, I was corrected by my teacher for spelling Baghdad correctly. There's no H, she said. I was too timid to argue, but I knew I was correct as I thought it was a funny way to spell it. 68 years later, I still remember it clearly. Yeah, Baghdad getting a run 68 years ago. B-A-G-H-D-A-D. 131060 if you've got a shit teacher story, by the way. Coming in at number 8. Made our class spend lunch break scraping gum off the undersides of our form room desks and blamed us for even though it was hundreds of other students using those desks for every lessons every week. Still raging. That was always a crap one, wasn't it? When the teachers punished a whole class for maybe either 2,000 people's mistakes or one person's mistake. I remember someone put their rude finger up on the bus once to someone else on this school excursion, and we all got grounded because no one knew who the person was that stuck up the rude finger, but the person who received the rude finger in their car driving along just rang the school and said, but no one saw it, so we all had to get punished for it. It sucked. And number 7. English teacher marked me down for the use of the word rapport in a poem. She didn't think it was a word. I insisted it was, and eventually she wrote rapture in its place, figuring that's what I probably meant. Yep. Number six, my principal once pulled me aside and told me I should stop painting my nails black and try out for the cheerleaders. Thank you, Mortimer. Number five, I got a C in English in my first year of high school and was told I would no longer be able to get into college. Also, the guidance counsellor said I couldn't handle chemistry class or advanced science. Now a triple board certified physician. Oh yeah, that'll show them. Eighth grade, this is number four. My English teacher failed me because I wrote a perfect paper with no spelling, punctuation or grammar mistakes. She immediately thought that someone else must have written it for me. To this day, I swear I have written it. Number three, my mother died when I was eight. I was told to make a Mother's Day card for my dad so as not to upset the other children. Surely she couldn't have given me a better reason than that. Number two, in the top 10 things that people still are pissed off with their shit teachers about. In sex ed, my teacher told the whole class that after you have sex with someone, you chemically bond with them for life. And whenever you have sex after, you'll think of your first. Not true. Number one, English teacher confiscated all my doodles for an entire year and showed them to my parents as proof of my delinquency. Never take a boy's doodles. Never take a boy's doodles or a girl's doodles for that matter. 131060, your shit teacher stories. We'll get them on the air next. Oh, I've got a doozy. Oh, this still grinds my gears. This was in grade 12 of all as well. We'll get some calls on. Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey chatting shit teachers on 131060. Does something still grind your gears? Hit us up right now. Love to chat.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
99% of teachers out there, fantastic. God love them. My mother's a teacher. Well, she used to be before she lives a life of enlightened jet set travel, living in a bus around the world. She used to teach primary school. Very caring people. Very caring people indeed. 99% of them. There's 1% that are just out there to just wreck your life. And we just did the top 10 shit teacher stories that still piss people off today. There's one that really still gets up my goat. And this is in grade 12, and I won't name names because I'm sure he's a sad sack still these days. But what happened was he was a PE teacher, and I was good at PE, right? Not to blow smoke up my own bum, but I'm was quite an athletic kid. I was on a tennis scholarship in school, so always got the A-pluses for tennis. And this was in grade 12, so it actually counted towards our mark as well. And I was pretty good at volleyball, I'll have you know, pretty bloody good. And we did it for a term, and we had this other chick, and she was so uncoordinated. And he read out our scores in grade 12 for our volleyball at the end of term, going through everyone's names. Yep, so-and-so, A, so-and-so, B+, so-and-so, C-, whatever. Then he read out this girl who could barely serve the ball over. She was doing underarms, always used to miss it. She was like Daria out of the opening credits of Daria. Just la la la, missing the ball all the time. Gave her a B-, gave me a C+. Are you kidding me? Still annoys me to this day. I was so much better than that chick. I was an A man when it came to volleyball. God, it grinds my gears. Katie from Sydney, you got a shit teacher story?
Hey, big dog, how you doing?
Hey, little cat.
In year 9, I had my art teacher and I was a bit naughty, didn't want to listen to her and thought I was too good at art. And she told me I was going to grow up to be a prostitute and marry a drug dealer.
Yes.
Major things have happened, which I'm quite glad about.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So no prosy work these days. You're actually quite a successful adult and you're living your best life.
I wouldn't say successful adulting, but, you know, I'm doing better than being a prostitute and marrying a drug dealer.
Yes, and congratulations, Katie from Sydney, for only setting the bar in life as not being a prostitute. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you, Katie. Hayley from Melbourne on 131060. What's your shit teacher story?
Hey, big dog. In year 9, I wasn't very good at math, and my math teacher turned around and said my profession would be a hooker and I'd amount to no more because I couldn't do algebra.
Why are high school teachers getting off on accusing women who just can't do one subject that they are then destined for a life of selling their vagina for money? It doesn't make any sense. You're obviously not a hooker either, hey?
No, social worker.
Great. I would like to get a whole heap of hookers on and see how they were in high school and if any teachers actually picked that.
Yeah.
There's no need to say that, though. What year were you in, did you say?
Year 9.
And year 9 as well. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, before that, Katie was in year 9 as well.
I don't. Yeah.
That's too young to be implanting in the brain the hooker thing. just because they're not doing their work. Let them breathe. Let them find themselves. It's the rebellious age. Who cares, teacher? Oh, good on you, Hayley. Good to see you saving the world. You've got that real save the world vibe. Yeah, good on you. Good on you. Thank you, Harley from Sydney on 131060.
How you going, big dog?
Always good, little cat. Always good. What's your shit teacher story?
Back in year five, I swore at my teacher, and she actually put me on detention for like a week, and I kept swearing at her. And yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put down a controversial opinion here, justified.
Yeah.
I think the punishment fits the crime for that one, I'm afraid. I don't think the teacher's done anything wrong.
I've even been in the principal's office as well.
Yeah. Yeah, if I was a teacher and you swore at me, I'd give you detention and send you to the principal. I'd even label you a prostitute in the making. Nah, justified, I reckon. Chris from Dandenong, how are you?
Yeah, not bad, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. What's your shit teacher story?
Grades 9 and 10, I was dating a girl, and her mum was one of the science teachers at school. And grade 11 and 12, I was doing biology because I wanted to become a paramedic. And halfway through year 12, she turned to me and said, you're failing, why are you here?
Oh, that's no good. Were you failing? Because the truth can hurt. That's more of a quite a solemn stare right down the barrel at you and try and break your soul. Because if there's some truth to that, that's like, oh, Jesus Christ, yeah, heavy.
Well, I know that, like, we had a messy breakup in grade 10, but, I don't think that I was failing as such. But I was really hoping to become a paramedic, and in the end I couldn't do it. So now I'm a truck driver.
Are you saying that she might have been marking you down because you broke her daughter's heart, so she had it out for you?
That's what I've always thought, yeah.
Oh, that's bound to bubble away. That's bound to bubble away. One thing staying in your way of becoming your dream job? Instead of the truck job?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you could always... I get it. Sounds like a bit of a biatch. But you can get around it. Like, my cousin, she dropped down in grade 10, and she's at uni now. I wouldn't imagine that's the only hurdle in the way. But you sound like a pretty good truck driver anyway. I reckon you drive a truck better than you drive the ambulance.
I'm enjoying the job, you know. I think I found another calling in it.
It's all about that inner peace. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter whether you're a truck driver or an ambulance worker or anything in between. It's all good gear. Good on you, Chris from Dandenong. Thank you.
Oh, cheers, bud.
Zach from Werribee in Victoria. Wrap this up on 131060. Shit teacher.
Big dog, how you going, mate?
That's big crumpet to you, mate.
Ooh, sorry.
I'm just joking. What's your shit teacher story?
It was year 9 in high school. We were down the back of the football ovals. We were smoking. Teacher come over and caught us. Thought we were going to be in trouble. So teacher then asked, have you got a spare one? I thought this will be the safe bet. Give the teacher a smoke, everything will be fine. Afterwards, the teacher went and reported to the coordinator and I got suspended for it.
Oh, no. You can't burn the candle at both ends, teach. You can't go have a duzz with the kids and then also dob them in. It's one or the other.
Yeah, tonight at Black and Blue, when we then told him that no, he was smoking with us and he's like, I wouldn't do that. I don't smoke.
Oh, no. And, of course, he wouldn't believe you, hey, because what grade were you in?
Year 9.
Yeah. God, how annoying's that? That you just by actual ethics and principle, that the headmaster would not believe a grade 9 over a teacher any day of the week, even though sometimes the kid might be telling the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. You still smoking these days?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, nah. All right. No worries. Starting young. Thanks, Zach from Werribee. Oh, one last call. Producer Felix. He said, stop everything. Gary.
Yep.
Shit teacher story.
Yep.
This might be good. This might be good. We've halted the show for you. Pressure's on.
All right, here we go. Year 10, I shit in the shoebox and I sent it to the principal's office. They found out it was me and they made me clean toilets for a week.